Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Crotty, longtime guard in the NBA and now TV analyst for the Heat games on Bally Sports Sun. I did mention, though, he won't be working tonight because the game is on TNT. It is not on locally, on local TV. It'll be on 790 The Ticket, of course, but Crotty gets the night off. Are you bummed, or do you wish that you were, or are you happy that you get to just enjoy it as a fan?
Actually, I'm bummed. These are the games that you want to call, you know, the Boston game and then Philly on Thursday, too, and yet we are not. The national networks are taking those games over. But I really appreciate your and Channing's you know, transparency about how you can't wait to get a day off. That was awesome. I love that, man. Your bosses love that. They love hearing that kind of stuff. That's
great. We're nothing if not honest. We will die on the island of honesty. Us with no jobs, but on our own private island of honesty.
It's a lonely place. But good for you.
This is a big one. This is a big game. So you win tonight, you avoid any kind of play-in game. You lose tonight, and you could possibly end up being a play-in team. So I guess my question, Crotty, is do you feel the Heat down in your soul?
I always do, bro. I do. I feel it in my soul. I will say this, though. Boy, it is tough to win on these, like, two games in a row scenarios. I think it's here to stay. I think it makes a lot of sense because it's 20 or 30%, I think, was the numbers we heard in terms of less travel, you know, when they do these games. But, man, it's tough to beat the same team twice when you're playing them, you know, either back-to-back or with a day off in between because you see the changes that take place. It's fresh on the losing team's mind, and they wind up
Now Solana's playing.
Thank you very much.
Can
Solana,
you feel the heat down
Solana,
in your soul?
That's great. That's
yeah, oh, but no, it's like 40 seconds after I said it. I mean, at some point you got to bail and say, I haven't been able to find this fast enough. It's time to move on.
Preach, Crotty.
Oh, my God. Listen to you guys.
And Crotty, there's been a lot of, you know, LeBron came out, even UD came out, said they hate the play-in games. I think you're perfect for this because you're, you know, you're an analyst, you're a fan, and you played. How do you feel about the play-in game from a player's perspective and from now an analyst and fan perspective?
Well, look, I think you have to look at it, first of all, to me, from the game's perspective. It's been great. I mean, it's really made the end of the season incredibly relevant. Every game has got a playoff implication, much more so, I think, eyes on than ever. And you have teams that typically would have shut it down, would have shut down key players because they weren't going to make the top eight. And now you have 9 and 10, you know, still battling in both the East and West and teams that, you know, could maybe, you know, get in that way through a play-in. So I think it's been really good for the game. I mean, look, from a player perspective and the lack of knowing that you're in and the indecision is, or the uncertainty is tough. I mean, and from a coaching staff too, but I think it's created the desired effect, which is to make the games more relevant at the end of the year, to keep more teams engaged and involved, and as a result, more fans. But I'll tell you, the play-in games, the one-and-done scenario, is different, right? I mean, you know, when you compare, as an example, March Madness and the college NCAA tournament to the NBA playoffs, the huge, huge difference is when you're in a playoff, it's a series in the NBA. It's a multi-game series. And as a result, 99% of the time, barring some sort of injury or a weird thing where key guys get thrown out, the better team wins. In the NCAA tournament, on any given day, a team can show up and play the greatest game of their, you know, season, and the team that's the favorite can play really poorly, and things can happen. So to be in a situation, you know, this it's unprecedented with what the NBA is doing with these one game situations. It's pretty interesting.
I mean, it almost never happens in the NCAA tournament, though, right? Crotty, where a one beats a 16. I mean, one loses to a 16. Is that ever?
The daggers, man. You know, I feel your subtle daggers.
I know what you're saying, that, you know, anything can happen in the NCAA tournament, but usually when they're that much separated by ranking 1 to 16, I'm just trying to think of a team that was ranked 1.
Yeah, you're breaking up right now. I can't hear you too well.
Lost to a 16. Proud University of Virginia alum John Crotty with us. What about tonight, specifically tonight, because this game is so important. Jaylen Brown, we know, is out for the season. That was reported yesterday.
Yeah,
which is a huge loss. Wow. Yeah, huge loss for the Celtics. But what scares you most about the Heat are a slight favorite tonight. But what scares you most about tonight's game if you're the Heat?
Just the sort of the revenge mentality of from the last game. I mean, Miami played extremely well in that last game. I mean, offensively, the way the ball was moving and the quality shots and the shot making. I mean, to do what Miami did against the Celtics in that first half, to shoot the ball the way they did beyond the arc, I expect a much more motivated, energetic performance on the defensive end by the Celtics. I think it'll be a lot harder for Miami to get, you know, the quality of the shots that they got. That's what concerns me.
And Crotty, Dedmon, man, I'm falling in love with Dewayne Dedmon. How big a piece is him to tonight and to this playoff run? Because it seems like it became somewhat of a little different team when you inserted Dedmon into the lineup.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I think there's two things he brings. First of all, there's like a real tangible energy and intensity that he brings, which I think was lacking at times. And again, he's coming in really primarily his minutes are when Bam's sitting down. So there was a huge drop off in several areas when Bam was sitting down. Our ability to rebound the basketball, period, on both ends, offensive rebound in particular, and then ability to shore up the paint and provide a shot blocking presence at the rim. And with Dedmon, he brings all that. And then on top of that, he's been incredibly productive. So it's not just, you know, energy. There's real production. I mean, he's scoring the basketball on putbacks. He's scoring on catch and finishes. It's shown the ability to be able to defend and be able to block shots and rebound. Most importantly, I think, you know, the best way to get stops is you play your defense, but you got to come down with the basketball. That's the end of the defensive possession. And then offensively, you know, the Heat have been like 28th, 29th in offensive rebounding the entire season and like 30th in second chance points. So they're just getting nothing on putbacks, and Dedmon's giving them that. It's been a nice and surprising at times offensive boost.
John Crotty is with us. So let's look at the playoffs. Obviously, the Heat will be in the playoffs. Can you look at a team like the 76ers have won 8 in a row and they're running away with the East? Brooklyn, obviously, they have shown during the season that at times they look unbeatable, as they should, right, with those guys. Do you look at any team in the East and say, specifically Brooklyn or Philadelphia, and say, that team's going to run away with it? There is no one that can compete with that team.
Right now, no. I mean, I think there's some really compelling situations going on. I mean, when I look at the East right now, Philadelphia is playing extremely well. And again, this is, you know, what you've sort of been waiting for this team to do with the talent they've had. And Doc Rivers, to his credit, has to be – given a lot of credit because of the way he's gotten them to play defense. And you know, when I look at them, they're formidable. And then to me the big X factor is the Brooklyn Nets, because their talent level is, you know, really, you know, unprecedented. And when you look around the league with what's going on, but you know, guess how many games those three guys have played together? Just take a guess between Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Just take a guess.
Can't be 10.
What do you think?
I would say, yeah, less than 20 in the teams.
They've played seven complete games.
Yeah.
So there's no way to know. You're going into like a, how do you know, right? And how do you know how they're going to respond when they do get punched in the mouth, right? And, you know, with those three guys, and, you know, are they going to be able to share the basketball and be productive that way? I mean, it's really interesting. So, you know, I think those two teams, you know, obviously, and then what's really interesting is Milwaukee, who's led the league with the best record, is kind of under the radar this year in the third position. And, you know, I think they may be playing some of their best basketball. And so I think the East is going to be very challenging. And look, who wants to play Miami after what they accomplished last year, right? I mean, going on the run they did from the fifth spot. And then out West, you know, what's going on with the Lakers, right? Are they going to be able to get healthy? And I think if they're fully healthy and clicking, they're a favorite. But, you know, right now, I mean, you know, it's head scratching. They've dropped down, you know, all the way down in the seventh. You know, you got Utah playing well. You have a Phoenix team that's really untested in the playoffs, but it's got some really strong young talent with a Chris Paul, who, by the way, has never been really successful in the playoffs either. So, you know, that's kind of interesting too. And then the Clippers, you know, kind of hard to tell what's going on with them after losing to New York recently. So it's a lot of intriguing storylines.
And Cronin, something you said about the Nets, I wanted to ask you, like with that dynamic of those guys only playing seven games, now they jump in the playoffs, all three of them's on the court, three all-stars, three ball dominant guys. How does that work out? Right. Is that on Steve Nash? Is that on those guys to figure it out? How do they figure that out in a 3 or 4 day window before a playoff game?
I mean, they're not going to be able to figure it out. They're going to have to do it on the fly. And I think, you know, what's to me amazing is how well they've performed this year with the crazy in and outness of what's gone on with, you know, COVID and safety protocols, but with injuries too. I mean, Durant's missed a bunch of games. You know, you've had Harden out recently with a hamstring. You know, you've got Kyrie who, you know, it's just God knows what's going on in that head at times, you know, with what he's going through in and out of the lineup. I mean, you know, you're dealing with some real different personalities and strong personalities that is not an easy situation. And, you know, credit Steve Nash to get them, you know, to where he has so far.
What's your best guess? Because we did this when the Heat first formed the big three and, you know, 10 games into the season, we were like, this is going to fail. Now you're at the end of the first season of that big three in Brooklyn. What's your best guess? Do they roll through the playoffs, or it's going to be a tougher go than people think?
I think it'll be a tougher go. I really do. I think, again, because there's just been no continuity. I think, you know, when they're all, it probably won't happen in the first round, but in the second or third round, I think before the finals, somewhere in the East, they'll encounter some real, you know, difficulty with the team playing well, and we'll see how they really respond under that kind of pressure, you know, internally and then, you know, from the outside media and such, because they've really had a pretty free, easy run so far.
And what about Victor Oladipo? You hear anything?
No, just, you know, I think, you know, everyone, you know, concerned, wanting to see him, you know, get healthy and potentially come back. Obviously, it's a tough situation for Victor. I look at it, you know, from a player perspective, you want to show that you're healthy and that you can, you know, you've regained your all-star caliber form. And I think he was approaching that, and he just needed more reps to be able to do it. And you know, from the Heat's perspective, obviously he was a difference maker in just the 4 or 5 games he was playing for. our team, his ability to guard on the perimeter, like with Jimmy, with Trevor Ariza. I mean, it was Trevor Ariza, and it was a formidable perimeter defensive team. And, you know, being able to, you know, count on him to create offense too. I mean, it took a lot of pressure off both Bam and Jimmy as distributors. So, you know, love to get him back. I mean, just not sure of when that, you know, is going to happen and what the status is.
Heat and Celtics tonight. You can hear the game on 790 The Ticket. It is a big one, and John Crotty is going to be watching just like the rest of us. You got the guts tonight, Crotty? You got the guts?
I always got the guts, man.
Solana? Can you feel you got the guts? I guess you do. You got the guts,
right,
Solana?
If you got the guts.
Right on
we got to have the guts tonight, Crotty. Gotta
he
have
the
gun.
He was perched over the button. He was perched
over
the button.
I mean, but
is it
really right on cue when it's about 18 minutes after it should have happened?
Better late than never, Crotty.
Right on cue. That's so true.
All right.
Solana, don't let him get you down,
Crotty.
Brother.
Thank you.
Crotty, next time Hawk gives you a hard time about Virginia, ask him how many national championships the UM basketball team has.
Oh, get out of there with that nonsense. How dare you? That's insulting, Crowder.
Oh, come on.
That's insulting. The guy's still living on the coattails of Joakim Noah over here at Florida. I mean, what are we doing?
Hey, I'm messing with my man Billy Donovan now. That's
what
my
exactly
man.
Are we doing
Billy
here?
D.
Right, John Crotty. See you, Crotty.
All right, guys. Take care.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.